Okay, real quick, real fast, morning wine cellar. It is 3:14 a.m. I need to be in the factory by 5 a.m. to go ahead and start running this product through these machines. Okay, so let's real quick, real fast. I'm going to step outside of how we normally cover the police fellers. All right, just jumping over here to the Los Angeles Times. All right, quick and fast. Dozens of CHP officers, that's California Highway Patrol, are suspected of faking overtime. All right, now they are temporarily relieved of duty amid an investigation into whether they fraudulently received hundreds of hours of overtime pay while working out of the East Los Angeles station. The probe found evidence that some officers exaggerated the numbers of hours they worked in protection details for Caltrans workers doing freeway maintenance. All right, now, and there is a link to something about California Highway Patrol officers can earn lucrative overtime for this type of work. The job typically involves sitting in a cruiser at each end of a construction zone to ensure motorists don't get too close to the workers. Authorities expressed shock and disappointment at the scope of the alleged misconduct by law enforcement officials, saying it extended beyond officers to higher level managers. This is a quote from Chief Mark Garrett, and I'm sure he totally means it. "Our supervisors were complicit in this. I am extremely disheartened by the actions of these employees," end quote. The fraudulent overtime was worth about $360,000, the investigation found. The East Los Angeles station allocated about $2.5 million for reimbursable overtime during the two-year period covered by the investigation. a quote from Commissioner Warren Stanley, which is totally genuine and not just contrived for media at all, quote, "I am frankly angered and appalled by the actions of those involved. Let me be clear, the CHP does not tolerate misconduct by any of its employees. The moment CHP management discovered the potential misconduct, we immediately launched an investigation," end quote. Fucking pigs. Fucking pigs. All right, and here, I'm going to go ahead and share this to my personal Facebook. Actually, I'll put on the WineCellarMedia.com Facebook page, so it will be linked there. I'm not going to have time to make a web post for this. I'm just going to have to upload it and, boom, get off to the factory. all right, back to the police fellers. And this is, we're fucking with the Huffington Fluffington Post, the Black Voices section. Sergeant Greg Lewis was fired last year for his comments, all right? And this is up by Elena Vagianos, and this went up on February 1st, a couple days ago. All right, so Sergeant Greg Lewis was fired last year for his comments first released publicly this week. He is fighting the firing and may be able to retire with pension. Yeah, if they can bring him back on and he just resigns, then he gets his money. Sergeant Greg Lewis was fired last year for reportedly making several racist comments to his precinct in Portland, Oregon. Lewis's comments were not publicly shared until this week when his termination letter was released by the Portland mayor's office. Lewis told about 20 other cops during a roll call meeting on February 12, 2017, that if they come across a black homeless person to, quote, just shoot them, end quote. according to many meeting participants who were quoted in the letter obtained by the news outlet Oregon Live. Now, Lewis made the remarks during a meeting with fellow officers in which he was leading a presentation about an officer's authority to handle an intoxicated citizen who was in a private parking garage. Multiple officers who were in the room reported Lewis the next day, and many of their accounts are cited in the termination letter. According to one account, the room went silent after Lewis's comment. There was some nervous laughter in the room, and another officer said, quote, "Oh my God," end quote. Lewis reportedly, quote, laughed, threw his hands in the air, and said, "Fuck it, what do I care," end quote. The reports made by several officers were all slightly different. One officer recalled Lewis saying, quote, "Go out and shoot black people." And and also, "If they're black and homeless, shoot them or kill them," end quote. And then they have up a screenshot with a lot of shit redacted with some quotes. All right. And also says here that earlier in the presentation, Lewis reportedly told officers to, quote, "Be smart about who they choose to detox in parking garages." Said, excuse me. "If you come across a guy in a suit and a tie that came downtown and had a little too much to drink, he's probably not the guy you want to detox straight out of the garage. He will most likely sue you," end quote. Damn. And then he said, on January 12th, excuse me, "If it's a homeless guy, you will probably be safe. I doubt he's going to sue you." Yeah. And I'm going to go ahead and do the same thing. I'm going to share this to the WineCellarMedia.com Facebook page, which is actually embedded as a widget on the WineCellarMedia.com website. All right. And so you can get it from the website or the Facebook page and get linked up to that. Let me go ahead and get one more in, and then I gotta, excuse me, hurry up and get the holy heck darn on out of here. All right, let's see. Don Lemon says obvious things that are obvious. Oh, apparently, now this is coming from somebody named Crystal Connor that has a public post on the Facebooks. And apparently there's a new show on the Netflix, and according to this post, the show is not what the hell was advertised. This is Crystal Connor's post, and then we're going to get out of here. I find this interesting. quote, "Always a witch, no, dudes, angry emojis." And then the post goes on to say, "So this girl travels to the future in hopes that she'll be reunited with her white slave owner boyfriend again in the past. Dear Netflix, you really had us waiting all this time for a show that was marketed like it would be about black femme empowerment, only to find out that it was clearly written by white people. A black girl choosing 1600 slavery over 2019 on the first day of Black History Month, you've got us all fucked up. Considering how you hyped and advertised this, it boggles my mind that you actually thought this would go over remotely well, especially during Black History Month. Who actually thought this was a good idea? Like, what kind of fuckery conversations were you having when this hot-ass mess was being pitched? I need names. They don't even mention she was a slave in the description. You really tricked us into thinking this was going to be some Afro-Latina representation just to have this witch fall in love with her master. Dear white writers, I'm going to need you to stop with all the bullshit of romanticizing black slaves and their white masters." All right. And then they do the this is something I find very corny on the Facebooks. "Thank you for attending my TED Talk." Fuck TED Talks. TED Talks are so fucking overrated. And it has a couple asterisks and one last message. "Black people, if you are looking for a kick-ass show with a dark-skinned female lead, go with Black Earth Rising instead." Yeah, and this one, and apparently the name of the program is Siempre Bruja. And and somebody has the information up from IMDb. Yeah, so apparently it's a shit show, and the description, it just doesn't match. Here, I'm going to go ahead and, I'm going to pause this and come back. And through the magic of unpause, I'm back. Okay, so I actually opened up the Netflix application on this handheld device. And apparently the program is called Always a Witch. And this is the whole description. A young 17th century witch time travels to the future to save the man she loves, but first must adjust to present-day Cartagena and defeat a dark rival. That's it. That really is the whole description. Damn. All right, that's your fucking morning wine cellar. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are. And this is podcast only audio. No time for video prep. I really got to get out of here. Peace.